Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a extremely rare weekend podcast. In fact, I don't know if this has ever been done for breaking news. It's not really breaking now, but I tried to take vacation this week, and I couldn't. I had to take off a vacation early to get back because it's been so crazy. And Iowa State, we're actually throwing a little baby shower for Adam Gray and his wife tonight. It's Saturday at 4:30. And Gray and I thought because Adam, they've been, I don't know if you've been seeing this, but the Fanatics are upset that we haven't had a podcast about all this news lately. They're upset.
No, that's actually not why they're upset, Chris. They're upset that you came back into the state of Iowa. Yeah. They want you to get the hell out of here.
This is a true story. I walked into the open football practice on Friday, and an Iowa State football coach, I won't name names, but yelled at me and said, "Go back on vacation." They get it.
I think we all agree.
I will. I will move to the Bahamas if people pay me.
How much? What is it going to take? I got $100 right here.
I just want to be started. I don't need to be a rich man. I just need to be able to pay the bills. The family.
Rich in comparison to what? How you are now or
set you up right there.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But in all reality, that's the truth. Like, I was supposed to really be on vacation through, like, Monday, but I kind of said screw it on Thursday because I'm like, it's impossible not to do anything with the Simeon Carter and then the Justin Thomas news, I think, is even bigger. I mean, we're a couple weeks from football season, and this is a guy who you bring in a legitimate dude at your – arguably your most needed position. I categorize that as the defensive line.
Yeah.
Not specifically defensive end. I mean, they're going to be playing a lot of 3-4, it looks like. They were lining up in a 3-4 a ton on Friday. Justin Thomas is legit.
He's
in terrible shape right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's to be expected. It may take him two or three games to really – get into the groove like any summer JUCO, but he's been here all summer.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That is key. And, you know, it really depends how you want to look at it. You got one guy who's an immediate impact guy, and that's Thomas, right? The football team is not coming off the high that basketball is.
Yeah.
They need wins. Rhodes needs wins. This guy right here can help you win football games this year.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Carter, he's probably not going to help Iowa State win games this year. And I say that. He can help through practice and maybe spell 5-10 minutes a game during Big 12 play, maybe. But Carter is a bigger for the future for Iowa State because you look at the scholarship breakdown after this year, and it's very empty. Carter's a guy that can step in. He might be starting next year, Chris, with the way you're looking at it.
With what we know now?
Yeah. There's a good chance that Carter is
what
a starter
we know
next
now
year.
He probably would be.
Yeah. I mean, who else would there be?
Well,
Nate's gone, McKay's gone, Nader's gone.
Now, and the key here is obviously they're going to keep recruiting. There's going to be more additions too.
Probably a couple JUCO kids.
Yeah. So but at the roster right now, he probably is a starter this year. And he is good.
Yeah.
Like this is there's been such a misconception of his academic situation. SMU had been in some trouble, from what I understand, and they actually raised their academic standards higher than the NCAA's. He's not like a partial qualifier. The kid qualified.
Yeah.
The Big 12 doesn't accept partial qualifiers, so Iowa State wouldn't be able to add him if that were the case. So I think there's probably been some unfair chatter, you know, going around the internet about Simeon Carter.
Would never happen on the internet.
I don't think
that doesn't happen.
I don't know if I'd call the kid a scholar, but he's not. It's not this deal where he's just this. SMU is a really difficult school to get into and to qualify for.
Well, like you said, Larry Brown, I think, is in a little bit of trouble right now, right? So they're trying to probably ratchet things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially
absolutely.
Because SMU, I think they've had troubles before with sports.
I've heard stories of SMU getting problems with the NCAA.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the guys or when it was.
People
but I think I've heard it
it's
before.
A private school too. You
it
know
is,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So they do. You know, we always hear about Notre Dame and football. SMU is not one of the top schools in the country, but it's a more difficult school to get into than Iowa State.
Well, I always remember back in Drake, and Drake had a really good girls basketball program, women's basketball team. I don't know. Mid-90s, maybe early 2000s, and they suspended a couple girls for not making grades, and their grades were actually good enough for most NCAA qualifications,
mm-hmm.
but by Drake standards,
yeah.
they weren't good enough, and they got suspended for it. So there are, you know, schools that are different like that. And obviously he got in, he could have got into Oregon, right? Or Illinois or Iowa State. So
and Texas was in on him as well.
Oh, Texas.
The end.
Okay.
Yeah, I started to hear that the other day.
Yeah. The way I look at it, if Larry Brown likes a kid, I like a kid. It's the same thing. I feel the same way with Rick Pitino.
Absolutely.
If Rick Pitino likes a kid.
It's the same with football, Adam. Yeah. I mean, I don't care really. Stars don't mean much to me. I want to know who else wanted the guy.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Justin Thomas, look at who else everybody wanted the guy.
Yeah.
He can play at Iowa State. If Auburn and Alabama and Steve Spurrier want him, we'll take him, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Every day.
Absolutely.
And you find a way to get the kid out on the football field.
Now, you look at Thomas, and he's a guy that when he walks in the field, he'll probably have that presence like a David Irving where he'll stand out just because he's a lot bigger than most other guys in Iowa State's team. I know it's going to take him a little bit of time because he's a JUCO kid coming in. Is he a guy that can maybe you add one extra win for Iowa State this year? But
I think it's possible, actually.
Do you?
Well, I mean, because the problem, we talk about this a lot. Iowa State, I mean, they never have depth.
Yeah.
Especially in the trenches. And I look at their defensive line right now. Dude, Robbie Garcia was a starter. No, seriously.
No,
you're laughing, but like, he started the first game last year.
Yeah.
He's third string right now.
Yeah.
Now, and that's not a knock at Robbie Garcia. All that's saying is, as a freshman, dude had no business being on the football field in the Big 12 Conference. Now he's where he should be, where you can develop him. There's actual dudes in front of him with bodies who belong. Are any of those guys, I don't know about DeMond Tucker. I haven't seen him yet. Sounds like he's pretty good. You expect a lot from him. But let's say he is that, you know, he's getting double, triple team. Like, so now you've got another dude. I think Trent Taylor was pretty good last year.
Dale Pearson
was one of the best players on the defense the last three games of the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm optimistic about the defensive line. Bobby Leith, you don't really expect anything until game six or seven because he's a summer JUCO and he's in terrible shape. You have to expect that. But Devlin Cousins should be in the prime of his career right now.
Yeah.
Pierre Akka's had the best offseason of his career.
He needs to step up.
Yeah. And no, absolutely.
Let's take a step back here. I know that fans right now, they like to take little shots at Rhodes, you know, 5 wins in 2 seasons. But let's take a look back where we were this time last year, right? Coe got kicked off the team. Irving got kicked off the team. Brandon Jensen, I don't know if he was on the team yet at this point in time. He might have just been coming back. But let's just say he wasn't, right?
And he wasn't ever really healthy, though.
No, and he wasn't.
From what I understand.
Well, he had a broken foot the last 4 games.
Yeah.
I mean, he was not. Yeah, he was done. But you look at them and you say, not only does their D-line stink this year, but next year it's not going to look any better. And what does Rhodes and the staff go out and they do? They go get DeMond Tucker, junior college player, and they go get Justin Thomas. And all of a sudden, what looked like a weakness, and they developed Dale Pearson and Trent Taylor and Devlin Cousins, and you look at it and you say, now what looked like a weakness, I don't want to say is a strength.
But compared to the linebackers, it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I think they can win games in the Big 12 with the defensive line that they'll put on the field this year.
And I think their secondary is a Big 12 secondary,
yes,
too. The question will be the linebackers.
Linebackers look like your size when I look at them on the stat.
But think about if they play the 3-4, though. Well, think about it this way, because
I don't get that at
what
all.
They're probably going to do based off of that Regan Northrop and that Jay Jones are legit. Those guys are
good. They need to be legit,
dude,
Chris.
Like,
they need to be.
I always do a deal on that open practice, and that's why I wanted to. I haven't written this yet. I haven't had time. I will do it hopefully for Monday. But I always do a deal like the eye test. Like, who – like, I don't have a roster in front of me. I'm just looking around. Which dudes stand out to me?
Yeah.
Northrop and Jones were the two guys who really popped for me.
Good. And those are two guys that fans should be excited for because we didn't see them last year.
My point is, and this is so like drinking the Kool-Aid here on a Saturday afternoon. I get it. Okay?
It's actually a Sam Adams porch rocker, I believe is what I'm drinking right now.
I've got this Lion Kugel's ginger shandy. It's interesting. I just got done mowing, though. It tastes pretty good.
It's cold. It's beer. It's good.
Yeah. But if you're doing the 3-4, you like those guys, and then you've just got a mix. Like Jordan Harris will be on the field.
Yeah,
you know he'll be on the field at Mike, and then you've got like this mixture of Luke Knott and Levi Peter, and none of those guys really have to be the man. You know, they just all have to be adequate, just be in the right damn spot.
Yeah,
realistically, because the line in front of them is going to be so much better than it was a year ago, and behind them, I actually really like their secondary. So I'm confident. I'm not jumping for joy here, but I'm very optimistic about
9-3.
No. No, but I am thinking 5 or 6. I truly am.
I woke
That's
up
where about, I'm going.
I woke up about a week and a half ago, and I always tell myself this, and I said it last year when we lost to North Dakota State. I said, I don't care what happens next year, what the coaches say, I'm going into next year, I'm thinking the worst because I'm tired of getting my hopes up. I'm tired of drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's like everybody, man.
And then all of a sudden getting kicked in the nuts. I'm tired of it. I'm back on the train, Chris.
That's I am. What I like
I, yeah, I mean, I love it. I'm looking at it, and I don't think 5. I think 6, Chris. If you sit here and say, where are they going to get it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think at some point the tide's got to turn to where last year we weren't very good. So, I mean, but there's also games that were winnable. We didn't win. This year I think we'll be a little bit better where we're going to win you and I. You know, we'll win that game. We'll beat Toledo or Iowa. But they're going to start getting those games last year. They didn't get Kansas, Texas, Kansas State, Texas Tech. Those games they should have won last year, they didn't win. They're going to win those games.
Home win against Texas this year. They got to get it done this year.
Yeah.
That's the bowl. I mean, if you're going to go to a bowl game, you got to win that game, in my opinion.
Would it be nice to beat Kansas State one of these years?
Yeah, I guess they could do it this year.
Why not?
It's on the road. Yeah, Kansas State's not going to be that great.
But
I mean, didn't it infuriate you if that quarterback from Iowa, that Iowa State didn't even offer him?
Yeah, I mean, our quarterback recruiting and development's been abysmal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're obviously optimistic. We don't need to go too in-depth on, like, picks and stuff because we can do that in the future. I think the Justin Thomas news to me, like, that was exactly what this program needed.
I completely agree.
And they kept it under wraps all summer, too. Like, dude, the first I heard about it was, like, a couple weeks ago, but I didn't know if he was going to be qualified or not, so it was kind of like, we just kind of wait and see.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, because, you know me, I'm a nosy SOB, dude. Like, I probably annoy the crap out of all those dudes up there, okay? I hadn't heard a peep about Justin Thomas until about 2 weeks ago. Remember I told you?
Yes, you did.
The first time I had heard about it. And he had been on campus since like June.
Yeah. Before he found out on Media Day, I think he'd been on campus for 11 weeks. Am I right on that?
I think so, yeah. Damn near 3 months.
I mean.
Which, props to them. But they have three JUCO All-Americans on that defense right now. I don't know how good they are. I haven't seen any of them play. But Jordan Harris, Damon Tucker, and Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
And one little birdie told me, I tweeted about this a couple weeks ago, that Kawan Floyd had a phenomenal offseason.
Good, we need him.
Because I wrote in my little depth chart breakdown, when it came to strong safety, like my analysis was, I wish we had TJ Mutcherson. And I got a couple of calls.
Did ya?
People correcting me, being like, actually, like Floyd's probably better.
Well, I think Mutcherson probably is one of those guys that had more natural talent.
Which I love.
But at the same time, if you're not in the right spot,
which he wasn't,
and you're not all in and you're a bad teammate, then it really doesn't matter in the end of the day. So,
which is, I mean, you could say the same for, it sounds like, Devondrick Neely. A lot of those guys were no longer with the program.
It'd be nice if in the first game against you and I, Kamari Cottonmoy doesn't get kicked out of the game in the first quarter for targeting. That'd be a nice
start. I'm still not convinced they, I won't say they wouldn't lose to North Dakota State because they got whooped in the second half, but that was huge.
Oh, I told you the day after that, if he didn't get kicked out of the game, I think it was a turning point in the game.
The problem is, and this is why I have a hard time believing Iowa State can start 5-0, and I don't think that they will. I'm thinking more like 3-2.
Yeah.
Is when they got punched, this program the last couple of years, now more so last year, when bad things happen, they tend to just fold.
They hang their heads.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
That's what they did in that game. So I'm not sure if Cotton Moya would have been the difference. I mean, they lost by multiple touchdowns.
It's time for a fifth-year senior to pick his head up when he needs to and say, no, we're not losing this game.
Did you listen to my interview with Sam?
Yeah, I listened to it. Yeah.
Different guy.
Well, it's easier, but you're not punched in the face right now.
No, I know. No, I know, but like he's actually answered questions.
As he should.
He actually looked me in the eye.
Good.
Like he was, Chris, I don't know how he's going to respond, but all I know is he's acting different this offseason.
Chris, do you like Sam?
Love Sam.
I love Sam. I mean,
you've proven over the years that you really
When we offered Sam, I still say his high school tape was as good as a high school quarterback's tape we've ever had.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
Chantrell Johnson-esque.
You watch him when he comes off the field when Iowa State's down and his head is down.
I know.
Sorry, you got to pick your head up. And now is the time for him to do it. He's a fifth-year senior.
Saying is he's acting different.
Good.
And I don't know if that will translate on the field or not, but he's acting different.
I'm predicting a bowl game, so I'm obviously all in on the Sam Richardson time-to-step-up train.
I hope so.
I mean, I'm betting on him.
Well, that's a whole other podcast is the offensive line. That's my biggest concern on the team is the offensive line.
Well, hopefully Blaney and
honestly, that's my biggest. That's a bigger concern to me than linebacker.
Than linebacker, yeah, yeah.
Because I think linebacker's got enough around it where even if it's below average, they can still do enough. You know what I mean? I feel like Wally's good enough to put them in a position where they can be okay. They're not going to be good, but they can be okay. If your offensive line sucks, I don't care how good those receivers are. You got a bunch of freshman running backs with a crappy offensive line and a quarterback that's 0-15 in the league.
Am I the only one that's not worried about the fact that our running backs have zero experience?
No, I'm not either.
I mean,
but my point
is, running back.
But if your line sucks, it becomes a much bigger deal when it comes to pass protection and all that stuff.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, I saw Tyler Brown get cussed at like three times on Friday because he was missing assignments. So, like, that's going to be a problem all year. The line's a big deal.
You should have told him to quit hanging out with Devondrick Neely last year, and maybe he would.
Any more thoughts on Simeon Carter before we wrap this up?
No, I mean, it's just it's a big pickup. It's much needed for Perlman staff.
They needed the momentum recruiting-wise.
Yeah, they did, and they just needed to start filling some of those empty spots for next year because it was starting to get – I mean, let's be honest. This year is going to be good. Now, how good is it going to be? We don't know. But they're going to be a good team this year. But you got to ride the momentum. Right now, they're, what, preseason top seven?
Mm-hmm.
Ride that momentum on recruiting.
Xavier Simpson on campus right now. I believe there's a couple other kids on campus right now, but I don't have confirmation.
Okay.
So keep following Fanatic the next couple of, well, the next 24 hours or so. I'm trying to work on that, but I've just heard rumblings, but nothing solid enough to report.
Is this Carter? Is he an inside player? Have you talked to him on the staff?
He's more.
I mean, he's a low post 6'9" guy. I mean, I saw he had four block shots a game.
You know, I just off of watching tape.
Yeah,
and that's all I've seen. I would compare him to like a LaRon Dindy.
Okay,
maybe.
Likes to shoot 18-foot air balls against you and I? Or?
Oh, my God. That's all people can think of with LaRon Dindy, and I don't blame him. That was one of the worst shots I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
No, but that's who comes to my head.
Yeah, okay. LaRon Dindy
had a nice career at Middle Tennessee State.
He did not lack talent. That was not what he lacked at all. So, okay, that's not bad.
All right, we need to wrap this up. Speaking of not lacking talent, your wife's looking at us.
Yeah, no, she doesn't like talent at all.
I was talking about her looks.
Yeah, I know. I did. Okay. I did well for myself, okay. Didn't I?
Yeah,
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I have no idea why she married you.
Do you want me to show you?
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll have plenty more next week, but we wanted to chime in because we know our podcast listeners are upset. You need something to mow the yard to. This will hopefully get you about halfway through. Later.